Hello, everyone, and welcome to our BITS presentation, the new IRA Explorer app. What is it and what can it do for me? With our special guest tonight, Janine IRA's Director of Communications. Is that it?
Yep.
Director of Communications, Janine Stanley. Before we get going, let me make a couple of remarks about BITS. BITS is Blind Information Technology Specialists. We are a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. You can learn more about BITS by going to our website, www.bits-acb.org. Here you can find out more about BITS. You can learn how to become a member. You can see our schedule of presentations, roundtables, and most importantly, our Friday and Saturday night chat, which is open to the public, both BITS members and non-BITS members. You can subscribe to our announcement-only email list by sending a blank email message to bits-subscribe@groups.io. And that's an outgoing minimum traffic email list that will keep you updated on any presentations or the chat or things going on, day-to-day on BITS. Well, day-to-day, you're not even going to get that many emails. You may get two or three a week. That's it. You can become a member of BITS. There is a place on the website to sign up and become a member. Dues are $20 a year, and that includes ACB membership. I believe it is $10 for students. Don't hold me to that. And if you are a ACB, $250 will get you a life membership in BITS. And if you are a life member of ACB, your BITS dues are $15 per year. And that gets you also on our BITS groups.io discussion email list as well. So with all that out of the way, again, let's see, did I even say it? My name is Brad Snyder. I'm the Presentations Committee Chairperson at BITS. And it is my honor to introduce our presenter tonight, Janine Stanley, going to talk to us about the new IRA Explorer app. So take it away, Janine.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brad, and I am happy to be here with everyone tonight. We have just come back from CSUN conference, which, as always, is a really big deal in the assistive tech community, and this year was absolutely no exception. On Tuesday the 14th, we actually launched our brand new app, IRA Explorer. Now, previously, our app had just been called IRA. Well, now we actually have two apps in the App Store, and I'm going to shut up my other phone here. There we go. Isn't that the way? You know, every time you do something like this, everything starts talking. So we have the two apps in the App Store right now. One is called IRA Legacy, and that's our original IRA app. And we tell people you can have both of those apps on your device, both the Legacy app and the IRA Explorer app, because the IRA Explorer app doesn't have all of the features just yet. So we are going to leave the other app available in the App Store. So if you deleted it when you got the new app and said, oh, I'm not going to need this. Oh, wait, there's a feature that I need. You can go back and download it again. No worries. And you can just sign in with your credentials that you have on your IRA account. So no problem. Now, switching between the two apps, you may have to sign in to the one that you're switching to, but not a problem. You can actually have that going. You can also use our desktop app along with the new app and the legacy app. So you can have all three, of course, not going at the same time, but our desktop app has been available. We debuted it this time last year at CSUN and made it available in public beta for everybody last summer at the conventions. And it's been, it is still in public beta technically. We're still gathering details on the desktop app. So if you are using it and liking it, we want to know about that. But I have have today, the Aira Explorer app. Now, this is not going to be a whole lot different from just looking at it than our original Aira app, but
Data. Docs. Aira Explorer.
Let's have
Data.
A look.
Aira Explorer. Call an Aira agent. Home. Heading.
Now, I'm running a beta version, but right now this beta version looks exactly like what you all have. So that will change. I'm going to go to the upper right corner, and actually right in the middle of your screen is that big Call an Aira Agent button. So very same there, but if I go to the upper right.
Call an Aira Agent, but change profile. Call an Aira Agent, change profile. Janine Stanley, personal button.
And if you have more than one Aira profile, here's where you can change it. That's very similar to our other app.
Call an Aira Agent. Button.
Swiping, single finger swipe right.
Attach message or files. Button.
Attach message or files. Whoa, that's new. Yes, you can actually send a text message to your agent, but you can also attach a file. And in the next release, which should be out next Monday or so, we will give you the ability to attach photos from your camera roll. So you can go through your camera roll, send your agent a bunch of photos and say, okay, can we go through these photos and just send me back the ones that, you know, look good. I have 5 pictures of my cat. I want only the best one sent back to me with a label and a description. And they can help you do that. So that will be coming. But for right now, those files on iOS, they're going to be coming out of your file manager. So they'll be coming out of that particular, those particular directories. If you have photos in there that you want to upload, you can certainly do it from there. It's going to be easier to do it from your camera roll, though. And then when you get those files back from the agent, they're going to be downloaded into either your camera roll coming up or your file manager, which is where they're going to go right now. If you have an Android phone, files are going to come from and go back to wherever you have it set for them to be downloaded to in Android. And I am not an Android person, so if someone is familiar with how files, where they go when you receive them from someone, that's where they're going to go. So we have that part.
Browse access offers button.
Browse access offers. We completely redid this part, this particular function of the app. Our access offers are where you can find free Aira. And if you double tap on this, you will find that we did reorganize the whole thing. We used to have 3 categories, 2 of which made absolutely no sense. So now let's go in here.
Back button. Access offers. Heading. Search access offers. Ellipsis. Text field.
We completely redid the search. So now this is a fully functional search. The old search was not quite as functional, but this one is much, much better. It goes across all categories. And let's go down.
Recently used. John Glenn Columbus International Airport, CMH. John Glenn Columbus International Airport, 4600 International Gateway button.
And yes, I was in the airport recently. So just like with the old app, this is going to list all your recently used access offers.
Categories.
And here are our categories.
Promotions and partners. Task and situation-based calls button.
This is a combination of those 2 product and promotions categories that made no sense to anyone. So here you can find just about anything that is not location-based.
Locations. Offer will apply automatically with GPS button.
And these are the offers that trigger automatically when you go to a location like John Glenn International Airport.
Locations. Offer will apply automatically.
We get out of home. That. Back to our main screen here.
Configure devices button.
Configure devices. Now, if you are using an iPhone, let's go in here.
Screenshot.
Okay.
Close the device configuration edit dialog button.
There's our close button.
Microphone button.
And here is our microphone. You can choose if you have more than one microphone attached.
Camera. Back camera selected button. Microphone.
Let's go to
button.
Microphone here. See
Dismiss.
What we have.
iPhone microphone button. iPhone microphone. Dismiss.
So now all I have in here right now is the iPhone microphone. But if I had my, let's say my earpods on, the wired earpods, I could choose from either that microphone or the iPhone microphone. If I had on AirPods or some other Bluetooth headphone, I could use either mic. And we're just going to get out of that.
Screenshot. Close the device configuration. Microphone. Camera, back camera selected, button.
Back camera selected. Okay, that's usually what Aira uses. Let's see.
Dismiss. back camera button, front camera button.
So you can actually switch this to the front camera. And people say, well, why would you do that? Well, maybe you're having the agent check something for you. Maybe you're putting on makeup. And it's just easier, especially if you have partial vision, to have the phone, you know, and that camera facing you. Maybe you're taking a selfie. There are probably a million use cases for this, and people wanted it, so we made it happen.
Front camera button.
And we're going to get out of there.
Screenshot.
Now, people have asked me, if you have, let's say, a GoPro or another camera attached, can you use it? Well, you know what? We don't know because no one's done it yet. So go out there and break the barrier and do it and just see what you get in here, because it very well could be possible that you could do that. I know you can do it on our desktop app. If you have another camera attached to your laptop or your PC, your Mac, your desktop, whatever, you can definitely have that other camera listed in the list, just as you can have a number of different microphones and speakers when it comes down to the desktop version. So that is our home screen. Now let me
close the device configuration.
Yep, let's
home.
Do that.
Heading.
And our row of buttons across the bottom has changed a little bit as well. On the far
selected.
Left,
home, tab 1 of 4.
We button. Have our home tab, which is just the home screen.
Usage tab 2 of 4. Button.
Our usage tab has been reconfigured, and I'll tell you about that in a minute.
About you, tab 3 of 4. Button.
Now, here's where we used to have Ira Live. Ira Live is not yet available on the Ira Explorer app for either iOS or Android. We're working on making a version available. It's one of the things, it's down our list a little bit. So if you love Ira Live, please let us know. And for those who don't know what it is, Ira Live is a way to share your Ira session with people. So you can make it public or private. You can put a passcode on it. And what you can do is tell your agent, I would like to go live. And your agent will then set it up. People will get notifications if they have signed up for notifications for Ira Live sessions. And then they can listen to you maybe watching a certain event, doing things. I know there's a group in, I believe it's Sacramento, that goes to look at Christmas lights every year. And they actually get a couple agents, and they do Ira Live sessions in groups, and so that one agent can describe it for everybody. And that tends to work. Other people will go, let's say, to a restaurant with a bunch of people, and one agent may read the menu or direct them to the restaurant at convention, things like that. So that's what Ira Live can be used for. It's not really used that often, which is why we said, you know, let's put this on the back burner. We know people like it. We know that it can be something. So, you know, we'll probably develop it and bring it back. But for now, it is not in the new app. What is here is an About You section. And then finally,
More, tab 44.
We have our amazing More tab. So I'm going to do this backward. We'll go into the More tab,
More.
Show you what's
Heading.
Here.
Photo gallery button.
Photo gallery. This is where the agent can take photos for you. And of course, then they end up on your device, or you can get them via email. But here we have put a share sheet in. We had a share sheet before. This looks a little bit different in that. Let's go in here.
Back button. Photo gallery. Heading. Image title. Dare number 2. Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, at 4:59 p.m.
And here is
image
a description, picture. There's a picture of my husband's guide dog. And if I double tap on that picture.
Image title, back button. Photo details, heading. Image title, dare number 2. Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, at 4:59 p.m. Image description, /A.
Okay, so my agent, I did not ask him to put an image description in there, but here are the other things I can do.
Delete dare number 2. Button.
So I can delete that file, clean out my my
share
folder here.
Button.
I can share it.
Download dare underscore 2.jpg.
And button. I can also download it. And right now we're working on the download. We're having a little bit of an issue with the download, but that will work.
Tuesday,
never
March 21st,
fear.
2000, next button.
And then you can go to the next picture in your camera, in your photo gallery, etc.
Photo gallery, heading.
You can, as always, have
Top
any
screen.
Photos, there we go, can have any photos emailed to you by the agent as well excuse me, as well as having them here in the directory.
Image title, dare number two.
Okay, we'll get out of that.
Photo gallery, share minutes, button.
Share minutes, yes, you can indeed share minutes, either on your legacy plan. If you're on one of our plans from last year, you can share minutes on the standard plan and the advanced plan, and you can share them on the ACB standard plan as well. And on our newer plans, you can share them on almost all of the plans except the very lowest level. So here is where you can share minutes. You can invite people to share those minutes with you. And let's see.
Envision glasses button.
Envision glasses. Yes, we are on the Envision glasses. I don't know how many people took advantage of the sale that Envision was having when you got 200 free minutes to use with the glasses. We are really excited about the AI features that they're going to be adding. I don't have complete information on those, but they are having an event on Thursday at the San Francisco Lighthouse. Check the Envision social media and go to letsenvision.com and you can learn more about that. But this is a way to pair your Envision glasses very easily from inside the app. We used to have to go to a website, generate a QR code, etc., etc. Now you can just pair them right from inside the app.
About this app button. Envision glasses. Share minutes. Photo gallery. More. Heading.
I think I'm missing some.
Envision glasses.
I know where it is. All righty. So we also have about this app, which is handy when you need to know the feature version of the app.
Logout button.
And there's a logout button. You probably won't have to log out often. You may be automatically logged out, especially if we have an update or we decide to clear everyone's apps so that we can do something
selected
in the background.
More. Tab 4 of 4. About you. Tab 3 of 4.
Let's go into the About You tab. About you. That's where what I was looking for happens to be.
Name, Janine Stanley. Button. Mobile number, 614-266. Email address, jenimsiticloud.com.
All right. So you see buttons here. You can edit any of these fields. And we will be adding more fields so that you will be able eventually to, again, edit your credit card number, your payment method. Right now, you can only do that from the legacy app. So if that's important to you when you want to change payment methods, please go back to the legacy app.
Preferred language, English button.
Here's our preferred language. Now, we do have limited support for Spanish and French. And French is very limited at this point for our primarily for our Canadian friends, but also for people, well, from a number of countries that are French-speaking primarily. But we do have the Spanish support, and that has been hugely popular. So,
disconnect Lyft account button.
Here we have our rideshare accounts that are connected. Right now we have Lyft, and where it says disconnect Lyft account, that means I have attached my Lyft account. I've coordinated it along with my IRA account so that an agent can actually call a Lyft for me. Then they can see the ride. They can track all of the different aspects of the rideshare. We hope to add Uber back in here. We know everybody would like to have Uber back. They have some new folks at Uber. We had a terrible problem. Uber has not worked in the IRA app for, gosh, it's a couple years now. And finally, they have some new staff. They're a little bit more cooperative, which we are very happy about. We're lucky to have an explorer who works at Lyft, so that one actually goes fairly well. But the Uber app, we hope to have back soon. Not sure exactly when, but we hope soon to be working with their development team to get that back into the app so that you can coordinate your accounts again.
Home, tab 104.
And that is it. So let me go to our next tab along the bottom.
Usage tab.
And that is the usage tab.
Usage heading. Describe images offer Iron Explorer.
Okay, there we go. Now, I know that some people have been asking as they've been using the new app, wait a minute. On the home screen, it used to tell me when my free 5-minute call was going to happen. Where did that go? Well, guess what? It's under the usage tab, and that is probably going to change here in about a week. We're probably going to put it back on the home screen. I'll see where they are actually going to put it for everybody, but it will be much easier to find. So let me show you the usage screen.
56 IRA team accommodation minutes used. Your business profile minutes will renew in 10 days on Friday, March 31st, 2023 at 8 o'clock p.m.
So that's the exact time when my minutes were renewed. Now, my screen's going to look a bit different from yours, but if you have two profiles, a personal and a work profile, they're both going to be listed here with some pretty detailed info.
You haven't saved any minutes using Aira Access yet. Your next 5 minutes free call will be available on March 23rd at 10:12 a.m.
Okay, there's my next 5 minute free call. And you can see that's down a couple swipes into the usage screen. So we want to move that so that people can find it easily.
Minute breakdown button.
Here is your minute breakdown, and that's going to tell you how many minutes you've used on the various types of ways that we count minutes. And those are going to be your account minutes, which are the ones that you purchase every month. Then we have your purchase minutes, which are the extra minutes that you buy. And then there are credited minutes, which are ones that we give you for participating maybe in some beta testing or some publicity, things like that. So that's what it means by minute.
Call history.
Here we go. Here is your call history. Let's go in here.
Back button.
This looks similar to what you're used to with the app.
Call history. Heading. Tuesday, March 21st, 2023 at 4:52 p.m. Agent, Canep. Duration, 7 minutes, 11 seconds. Tap to read your feedback. With feedback. Button.
Okay, now tap to read my feedback. Well, we have completely changed our feedback screen, and this was based on what our customers said they wanted. They wanted a way to be able to rate the agent and the app separately. So let's go in here.
Back. Button. Feedback. Heading. How is Agent Canep?
Okay, here we have, how was Agent Kenneth?
Agent rating, good selected.
Ding. And button. We have right now a scale of good, average, poor. And we may make that scale even more granulated. Depends on what you folks say works for you and what works for our data. But for right now, you can rate Kenneth.
Any comments? I really felt he knew it would make a good photo and had fun doing it.
And there, that will list all the comments that I might have during the call.
Thank Agent Kenneth. Ding. Switch button. Off.
And this thank agent button is something if you want to give an agent a gold star for doing an exceptional job above and beyond, you can do it. And that goes directly to their manager. So agents never see your feedback directly. That feedback always comes to them through their manager anonymously. So you're not going to have to worry about, if you rate somebody poorly or have a critique of someone, they're not going to get that directly and tie it to you. But the gold star goes to their manager, and they get recognition there as well.
How was the Aira app?
Now, how was the Aira app? Again, same thing. You can rate it good, average, or poor.
App rating, good selected. Ding. Button. Any comments? No.
And no comments on that one. Now, you cannot edit a call that you have already rated. We're going to be working on that as time goes on for you to be able to come back in and re-edit calls, things like that, that people have been wanting to do for a while.
No additional feedback was provided.
Now, we have another section where you can provide additional feedback, and that is a series of checkboxes that you can check on a number of aspects of your call. Was the agent friendly? Were they efficient? Was the app good for low vision folks? Was the audio good? You can check those boxes and give us some additional feedback.
No additional feedback was provided.
Okay, so that call is done,
and
you've got your entire call history there. So you can go back through the call history if there's maybe a call you want to look up and, wait, how did I rate that agent? What did I rate that call or not? You can go back and look.
56 IRA team accommodation.
Okay.
You haven't saved. Minute breakdown. Call history. Subscribe. Button.
And here is where you will see all of our various subscriptions. And right now, you still do have to call care to sign up. As I said, we're working on that. The reason we released this app now is the functionality is there to get your tasks done. Just some of the other features of the app aren't quite there yet. And this is one of them. But you will see a way to purchase minutes coming up in the update that'll be coming out hopefully next Monday. And so that is the Aira Explorer app. Let's see. We have basically the same app. It's going to look the same on iOS, and on Android because we are using the Flutter code base. Try to say that three times fast. That almost came out very, very badly. But we're using the Flutter code base, and please do not ask me coding questions because not my lane. But what it does allow us to do is actually to get you out updates much, much faster across all of the platforms. And we started this with the desktop app, and that's why it's been in public beta so long, was for us to be able to really work the kinks out of the Flutter system and really find out, okay, how can we make changes? Now, some other changes that we made to the Aira Explorer app. We have tried very hard and will be making some future changes as well based on input to make the app easier to use if you are low vision. And one of the first things you're going to notice is when you're on a call, you can see the screen of what the agent is seeing. We've had a lot of requests for this from low vision folks to be able to actually see what the agent is seeing, to see how they might be directing you, etc., or to maybe even better direct them to what you want them to look at. We've also done a lot of work on the fonts and on the color scheme, and there's more work to be done on that, making sure that the app works in dark mode, that it works with inverted colors, and we also want to give you some choices as to what you want the font to be from within the app and what you want the color scheme to be within the app. So we know that not everybody is comfortable with Aira Blue, which is turquoise, basically, with white writing. Maybe not everybody's comfortable with that. Maybe you would want something else. So that will be coming. But what we need from the BITS community, the CCLVI community, we need more low vision beta testers. And we'll be putting out a call for people if you are interested in becoming a beta tester. We're ending one beta cycle now, but we will probably be picking back up in the late summer. And so we are always taking names and information for people who want to be beta testers. A lot of what you see in this app is a result of around 50 people in our beta testing group giving us constant input on the app. So this is, it really does matter what you tell us in the beta cycle. And, testing new features like the Magic Tap. Magic Tap is returning. Right now, you cannot end a call with Magic Tap, but next Monday, you'll be able to do that. So we're happy to bring back Magic Tap. Makes it much, much easier. I wish the actual phone worked as well on my iPhone. And finally, before I take your questions, because I've been rambling on and on, if you have an iPhone 14 Pro, we have noticed some issues with the cameras when the agents need to take photos of things close up. So your agent may, and I say may because it doesn't happen every time, but they may report to you that photos are very blurry when looking at objects close up. They have changed some of the focus features of the cameras on iOS, and we're currently looking at this to see exactly what might be going on and how we can fix it. But until then, if taking pictures of really close-up things like small print on bottles or reading complex documents, you may want to use the Legacy app for that. Otherwise, taking pictures of things farther away, perfectly fine. No worries there. So, Brad, I am going to ask that if we have any questions from the audience.
All right. Angela, do we have any hands?
Yes, we do.
All right. Let's go.
Pam Francis.
All right, Pam, welcome.
Hey, Pam. Sorry, I'm grabbing a drink here.
Pam, you should have been sent a request to unmute yourself, and hopefully you got it.
Oh, button. Now I got it.
There we go.
I got it now.
There you go. Welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the presentation.
Sure.
You answered part of my question. It sounds as if we need to keep the Legacy app.
Yes. Yes, we're recommending that you do that at this point.
What I don't quite understand is why you would change the app to the extent of having to make a new one versus updating and upgrading the one you've used?
Well, this is a good question, Pam, and a lot of people have asked this. The original IRA app is built on really old code. It is really pretty unstable, to be honest. And although it works great for most customers, it is not easy to update. And as we looked at updating and bringing the two apps into parity, iOS and Android, we couldn't do it. Could not do it on that code base. And I don't even know what that code base was.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's why we had to make the new app on a new code base so that we could actually provide you with something stable that we could actually fix quickly.
And you were talking about needing low vision people.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you looking for within someone with low vision? I have low vision.
Awesome.
Most of the people that I know who use the app are totally blind.
Mm-hmm. And that we actually want to, because it's funny you should mention that, because there are a lot of low vision people out there, who my husband included, who say, well, what am I going to get from IRA? I have enough vision, you know, I can get through this. And to those people, I say, how many times have you spent half an hour trying to see something, you know, when you could have called an agent and said, oh, okay, I could have gotten that done, and I wouldn't be exhausted from trying to see this.
More times than I care to count.
Yep. But it's breaking that whole, you know, all right, I have to try to see, I have to try to use my vision. You don't have to exhaust yourself, though. So, you know, please make use of the help when you can, you know, and when it works for you. What we really want from our low vision customers is to tell us how the app functions for them, and whether you use screen enlarging, whether you use just the native screen as is, with voiceover, and you kind of see part of it. We want to know all of those, because right now, most of our testers, of course, are people who are primarily using voiceover for everything. But we want to make sure we get the colors right, the fonts right, the layout of the screen, things like that. So anybody who uses vision at all to navigate the app, we would love to hear from you. And that's iOS and Android both.
Is there an optimum size screen that is best for the agent to work with within trying to take a picture or read something, etc.?
Not really. Actually, both the iPhones and the Androids have such good cameras now, except for this 14 Pro issue. But they have such good cameras now that the agents can get quite a bit of detail with those cameras. And even with things like the camera on the Envision glasses, that's a much lower quality camera, but it's meant for navigating. It's meant for looking at things, you know, far off, not doing the close work that a lot of people do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will you put out a notice on the bits list when you need the low vision people?
Absolutely. I will get one to Brad to put out on the list. Yep.
That would be great. We'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are welcome.
Okay, what do we have next, Angela?
Joe Marks.
Welcome, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
And
I'm happy to see other people are having trouble with that mute button. If you are using Zoom on iOS, the voiceover focus is atrocious right now. It just goes everywhere. And it's been very frustrating for me having to run a couple Zoom calls that way.
I did ask him to unmute.
Why don't we go ahead to the next hand, and we'll come back if Joe gets himself unmuted.
All right, Melissa Hudson.
Hey, Melissa.
Good evening. I've talked
long
with you
time.
Before.
Yes,
I know.
Long time no talk.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So thank you for, can you hear me?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Is that my headset just was doing something weird? anyway, yeah, thank you for this great presentation. So my roommate and I are both IRA explorers.
Yay.
And yes, he's across the hall. and we would both like to go ahead and download this new app. Is that okay to do, or is it still, because it's still in beta testing, are you recommending that we not do it yet?
No, actually, the iOS app now is out in full public version. The only app right now that is still in beta is our desktop app, and you can use that anytime you want. In fact, it's a public beta, so feel free to use it and report what doesn't work, and that actually helps us improve all of the apps in the system. So.
Okay, and then my other question, I mean, I could ask tons and tons of questions.
No.
But my other question, so with this new app, is it going to improve, like, the sound quality of the agents, or is that still the same, or what?
It should improve the sound quality of the agents for you. Now, we are running into this issue again, where the first couple seconds of your call might be a little garbled. And so what some agents are doing is they're just waiting like a second or two into that call to actually speak, so that whatever it is, the Google gremlins or whatever, we're not even sure what is causing this. We've been trying to track it down, and we hear you all that it's very frustrating when you can't hear the agent's name, you know.
Sure.
Or
but it shows it
actually.
Too.
Yeah, but it should actually be getting much better. And I've noticed, you know, the sound is a lot better. Typically, what often happens is if you've got bad sound with an agent or you're having trouble, it's a combination of whatever this strange thing is and the agent headset. And what some of the agents turn on, you know, echo cancellation, which is great because then you're not echoing. However, it can do some weird things to sound. So we're trying to help the agents figure out the best headset and settings to use while we're trying to figure out this other problem, which has to do more with software. So
okay, but at least I can go ahead. We can go ahead and download
absolutely.
This new app
yes.
and keep the old one
keep
also.
Keep the old one, yep, and update the old one as well. I think there was one update that came out. There won't be many updates coming out for it, but we will. You know, if something really breaks, we'll try to fix it. and when you update it, it will show up on your screen, or at least it should, as IRA Legacy.
Okay.
Yep.
That's really, well, I'm going to go ahead and make the move and start to download that app.
And because, this way you have both of them so that, you know, if you really need a feature, you can get it if it's not on the new app yet. Or if you just have muscle memory and you have to get something done, you know, and you say, okay, I just need to be able to go to where this thing was in the old app and set it up.
And then just one more very quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain a bit about the desktop app? Because I just recently heard about it, but I have no clue how to get into it.
Oh, no problem. So basically, our desktop app, and it's a little bit of a misnomer because it's actually a web app. So if you use any of the apps like Google Forms, where you go to the web and you type in forms.google.com, and it brings up your Google Form to set up, well, our app is like that. So it's going to be running on the web. Any browser, I believe we are now on Firefox. We are now on Safari. We weren't for a while, but we fixed that. And Chrome, and probably other browsers out there. I know one of our developers works on Opera. So if you happen to use that browser, and probably other things too. But what you will do is go to the following website, explorer.ira.io, I believe is the website. If you don't get in through that website, and because I'm an insider beta, I can't get in through that website. but yeah. So you can go to read all about the app and how you're going to enable things that you need to enable. If you use a Mac, there's a whole a couple privacy things you're going to need to enable and some access you're going to need to enable. All of the details are at ira.io/desktop. And what you will get when you bring up that webpage and you sign in with your phone number or email, because that's the other way you can sign in now, is with an email address. And we like that because then we have your email and we can send you nice things like our newsletter. But you will see it looks very much like what I just went through and what you're going to see when you download the IRA Explorer app for your phone. All the same code base. The nice part about the web app is that we have a screen share view on there. Now, agents can't control your screen because it's a web app, but what they can do is they can you can share the screen and you can use something like everybody's favorite TeamViewer. And believe me, we hate TeamViewer too. Okay, but hate's probably a strong word, but we don't like TeamViewer either. But we have some alternatives. You can also use Microsoft Quick Assist if you would like the agent to control your computer, or Chrome Remote Desktop is another one, and that works on both PC and Mac. Quick Assist, of course, only works on Windows. And then TeamViewer, of course, purports to work on both. And your mileage may vary on that one. But TeamViewer has had some issues. They have a scaled-down version of their app that you can use. It's called TeamViewer Quick Support for Mac and PC. And all this thing does is bring up your ID and your password to get into TeamViewer. It is accessible. It doesn't have all of the other craziness that the regular TeamViewer has. So it can work if that's something that you want to use to allow the agent to get into your computer. And a lot of people are finding the desktop app is great for things like doing your shopping on Amazon, getting to those controls on your computer. You don't have to hold up your phone anymore. It's going to use...
Oh, wow.
If you have a camera on your laptop, it's going to use that camera. If you don't have a camera, don't worry. The app can see your screen. The agent can see your screen even if you don't have a camera. So no worries there.
Well, that's great. I do use TeamViewer on my phone. Well, not the quick support app, but I hold up my screen and do the have them see the ID and passcode. Yep. I have not had any issues with it, especially as of late. I just got a new computer about a year ago, and
well,
I haven't had any.
Lucky.
I'm very blessed. Yes. Although there was one incident that happened last week where I was trying to do a task with an agent, and my Outlook kept shutting down, or kept. But the agent thought it was, you know, TeamViewer. And so she went out of TeamViewer and it worked again. But then the next day, my Outlook crashed and I called Microsoft, the accessibility help desk, and my Windows needed to be updated. So that, I think, was what the issue was. So, you know.
But, you know, TeamViewer has in the past caused some bizarre issues. And it has these pop-ups that are just, we never see them. We don't know they're there, but they cover half the screen. And it's just very, very frustrating. But, you know, if you've had to hold up your phone to get that number and everything with the desktop app, all you need to do is fire up TeamViewer, then go to the website, ira.io/desktop/app or explorer.ira.io. And it may be explore.ira.io. I don't know because I can't get into it that way. But we will have info on that on the page on our website. And if you're totally confused and don't remember what I said, you can go to ira.io and in the search box, just type in desktop and that will take you right to the page. But you can have that all set up, call your agent, and voila, they can just pop over to TeamViewer and get what they need.
Well, that is fantastic. I just want to thank you guys for the service you do.
Oh, sure.
IRA has saved my life more than once and my roommate more than once, especially when we moved in, because our washer and dryer was very accessible, but we had to, like, you know, put dots on certain things to make sure we knew and how to wash our clothes. So we did use IRA for that and other things around our household. So it's just amazing. And I am looking for work, and I hope I get to work for you guys.
Well, you know, We are we're hiring. Keep checking our job board. But also, we are working with a ton of employers. And I can tell you, we have helped as just being there for people, you know, in the workplace as an accommodation paid for by their employers. A lot of people get jobs at places that we never thought, you know, fulfillment centers, for example. You know, would you ever think a blind person would be able to pick and pack? Well, they're doing it all over the country. And our agents are definitely there to support them in what they're doing. So that's going to be the company with the big A that everyone loves the prime service from. Can't actually say their name, but you know who I'm talking about. But they have a ton of jobs open, particularly for blind people, that they are trying to hire more blind people, even though they are, you know, laying off other employees. This initiative is still on. And what they have chosen to do is, the minute you fill out that first application and they call you back and say, hey, we'd like to have more, you know, look at you a little bit more, that's when IRA kicks in. And you get IRA as an accommodation through the application and the onboarding process, because there are a ton of videos you have to watch and absorb as you go into working at that place, as with some other places as well. And so they are moving the ability to get that visual information into part of their onboarding process for the job. Because the worst thing...
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, the worst thing is you get the job and the first thing you have to do is ask them for help. You know, awkward. So, yeah, that's... we've really been pushing that for employers to, you know, you want to set somebody up for success. You don't want to have this relationship in the very beginning. So,
amen to that.
Yeah. So as a result, you know, a lot of people have been able to get some really decent paying jobs and move up in their jobs as well.
That is awesome. Well, thank you for your time today. And just God bless you. God bless you.
Well, thank you,
Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brad.
We've got a number of other hands. Let's move along here. Hey, was Joe ever able to get unmuted? I forgot about you, Joe.
All right. I asked him to unmute again.
I saw he's down at the bottom of the list, so he must have lowered his hand and raised it again. Hey, there he is. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
My tech did not want to cooperate with me today. Ugh,
I feel your pain.
I just want to say, first off, I've used the IRA Explorer web-based version to do some work. I'm an online entrepreneur that lost my site about a year or so ago, but I did graphic design work, and I did not label my designs very well. So I've needed some agents to help me rename stuff and do some tasks that way. I did have a few little questions. Number one, when it came down to what you were saying about beta testers and needing beta testers, considering I've really jumped in with IRA as it is, I'm really primed to try and come work for IRA, whether through beta tester or through even other platforms. I was on one of your other calls once before, and I tried to speak to Troy. One of the things that I have a suggestion for, and I have a platform myself that I can reach out and maybe bridge the gap, is you having IRA as associates or affiliates with stadiums, like complexes. I'm a sports guy, but in general, just being able to go to one of those arenas and being comfortable within and having the backup of an IRA agent in my back pocket in case I get frazzled or, you know, anxious. So I guess my first little two questions are, how would I sign up for beta testing and to be a beta tester? And number two, what do you think the possibilities are of trying to create maybe some partnerships with some of those stadiums?
Well, the stadiums are actually, it's funny you should ask, Joe, because we had one of our interns who was working on Dodger Stadium. We are right now in, I believe it's AT&T in Houston, the what used to be the Astrodome, I think. But we are there. We're in Dallas. Let's see, where else are we? It's a market we would love to get into because, well, you know, if you've been to a stadium, and in 2018, to kick off our Horizon glasses that we used to have, of course, Greg Stilson went to the Super Bowl. And, you know, here's a guy going to the Super Bowl by himself, basically, and, you know, getting the description, going at halftime, getting food, all that stuff. You know, that's something that is really hard to do if you're alone. And so it's a market that we want to work toward. And what I would suggest you do, since we don't have an open call for testers right now, send an email to support@ira.io. And let us know that you're interested in those two things. And if you have any contacts in stadium management, we would love an introduction. And sometimes it's the demo that sells it. So if you have those contacts, just say, hey, let me come in and show you this IRA thing and show you how I can get around your stadium with this thing. And that's what gets the conversation started.
Yeah, because right now I'm in Philadelphia, and locally I have a local Philadelphia sports podcast show that I'm
now I hear the accent. I was like, where is okay?
I've been told I have an accent. I can't tell, but I guess it's there. But what I would say is that with the sports show that I have and the network and some of the connections that we're making at the network, I am trying to get in at the local stadiums, both within Philadelphia, Jersey, and Delaware, and bridge out.
That would be awesome.
And because I want to go there, I'm a wrestling fan, and WrestleMania, WrestleMania is actually coming to Philadelphia, and I'm trying to work with the WWE and the local stadium to try and bridge like a way to go and enjoy the event.
Sure.
Without it being, you know, a nuisance to the person I'm going with. I want to be able to do it with having my own resources
on
my
your terms,
right?
As our hashtag on my terms,
right?
Yeah. And so what I would tell you is send an email to support and just let them know that you know, you heard about IRA or you talked to us on Bits and that you are interested in helping with some stadium access and that you may have some contacts, because our sales team is always looking for, you know, that kind of foot in the door with somebody. If you've already got the contacts, it's much easier than us trying to find them. And so, you know, please send us an email and we'll get you connected with the right people.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. And will same thing with beta testing. You know, send us an email, and when we are ready to open up again, we will probably be either making a public announcement or taking emails from the folks that we have contacts with. So
all right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Who we got next? Angela?
Janet Wright.
Janet, welcome.
Hello, Janet.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey.
Good. Good job, Janine. I've heard you do a demo somewhere else. I don't remember where.
I was going to say, have you heard one of my disaster demos where all the tech goes wrong? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was on ACB somewhere. I don't remember where. But anyway, will the IRA app work on an iPad?
Yes. We believe it will. If you run into anything that doesn't work on the iPad, let us know. But we think that it will work on the iPad.
Okay, I'm just asking for all the iPad people who might want to know. So.
Yep, good question. No, I don't know if it will work on a Chromebook, but I am probably about 95% sure it'll work on an iPad. And let me see, I was going somewhere with that, but yeah, I do believe so. Download it and give it a try.
Slack,
and
no,
let us
Slack,
know.
Hashtag explore. Oh,
there we go.
Speech off.
Yeah. Let us know if there is anything that doesn't work.
All right. I'm not an IRA person, but I'm just asking in case.
Sure.
Somebody else from the IRA world wanted to ask a question and didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm being an advocate, I guess.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that we are looking toward developing, and it's pretty, you know, high up in the hierarchy, is a way for agents to control your phone screen. Now, they're probably not going to be able to do that on iOS. That right now, they can't even view your phone screen on iOS. So that's something that we're working on, is giving them the ability from within the Aira app to view your phone screen. And when we can do that, we're going to be so happy, because the TeamViewer solution to that has not worked on the iPhone for a long time. And we're hoping that will be especially helpful on an iPad.
All righty. Well, thank you for your demonstration, and have a good night.
Yeah, you Brad. Too.
Thank you, Janet. Who I got next, Angela?
Nellie Emerson.
Hello, Nellie. Welcome.
Hello, Nellie.
Open Zoom meeting. You're currently unmuted.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi. Thank you.
We hear you.
You can't hear me?
Oh, no.
We hear you.
Oh, yep. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for your informative presentation. I just downloaded the new app on my Samsung Galaxy S53.
All right. Phone. Yay.
And I have the Envision glasses, so I wanted a little bit more understanding of what happens to be able to pair the glasses with the app.
Sure. So what you will do, and I will defer to our good people at customer care in case I get this wrong, but what you will do is you can go into the Envision app on your phone, and there will be instructions on how to pair the glasses, and you'll be looking for a QR code. Now, the way I think works, no, actually, this is it's a lot better than it used to be. Trust me. The way this works is you're going to put on the Envision glasses, you'll turn them on, they're going to be working, open up that new Aira app, and under the More tab, you will see something about Envision glasses. You can double tap on that, go in there, and just look at your phone with the glasses, and it should pick up the barcode right away, or the QR code right away.
So the barcode, the QR code will be in the Envision app, not the Aira app?
No, actually will be in the Aira app. I was thinking about getting them hooked up to Wi-Fi, so pardon my, you know, but your glasses should already be connected that way. So completely forget anything I said about the Envision app.
Okay.
Just go right into the Aira app and look for, under the More tab, look for Envision glasses, and there will be instructions right there.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try, and
yep. And if it doesn't work, please call our customer care team. They can get you up and going pretty quickly.
All right. Thank you. I'm really excited. Sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, it is nice to be hands-free again.
It really is.
I mean, yes. Oh my gosh. and it's funny, because we're right back to where we started with the Google Glass, right?
I know. Well, I was one of the ones that had those glasses originally, and I was so disappointed when they went out of use.
Oh, believe me. You know, we hated to do it, but boy, we found out we are not hardware manufacturers.
No, I know. That isn't.
And we said, you know, the market will solve for this. And sure enough, look now, we've got, you know, three or four different solutions that are coming out. Envision is here and they're working, and so we were excited to be able to pair with them, but there are more that are coming, and I know we're all waiting for Apple Glass. We're all waiting.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Awesome.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Nellie.
All right,
Angela, who else we have? We got more.
Diane Harms.
Diane, welcome.
Hi, Diane. Excuse me. Oh, did we get you? There we go. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Now I should be.
There you go.
Yeah. I couldn't unmute, and then you sent me another request, so I can. Now I could.
All right.
So, okay. Well, my question is, I'm going to be using probably Aira at my state convention pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
So do I need to be on a Wi-Fi network also with my glasses? So I have the Envision glasses.
Yeah, with the Envision glasses, you will need to be on a Wi-Fi network or a personal hotspot. So that's the one of the downfalls of connecting wirelessly. As you know, our glasses connected with a cable, which had its own set of frustrations. Right. But you will definitely need to be on a Wi-Fi network, or if you have a good personal hotspot plan with your phone, that can take care of it too.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I probably would need the hotspot or the hotel's Wi-Fi one too. And then another thing you can do with the front camera, I was thinking of, if you have a t-shirt on and you don't remember what it says.
Yes, that's a good one, actually.
You don't have to flip your phone around and try to,
And then try to aim it and,
And your hands all getting sore and you're...
Mm-hmm. That's actually a great use case. I hadn't even thought of that, but that makes complete sense.
So now it's best to have both of the Ira apps, right? So I have one.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead and download the other one. Now, for those of you on Android, our legacy app is no longer available. So A, it's not going to work. And B, you can't find it in the App Store. And the reason is that our Android people had no complaints, no issues when the new app came out. So we said, okay, looks like we're good to take the old one away. And frankly, our old Android app was
Thank you very much. It was a great presentation.
No problem.
Enjoyed it very much.
Enjoy your state convention.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Angela, I think we got one more hand.
Yes, that'll do it.
All right.
Welcome, Austin.
Austin. We know Austin very well, Ira. Yeah.
Don't worry, I have my coffee.
Excellent. I could use some about now.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What's your bachetta?
Anyway.
Sorry. A lot of complaints, but everyone's like, what happened to Walgreens or Shave Mart? I mean, Walmart. It used to be an access location.
Right. Walgreens, we have been trying to get their accessibility person to put that offer back in. We have not been successful yet. We are working with Walmart. We have been working with Walmart for many years, but we keep getting closer and closer to Walmart. Walgreens, unfortunately, not so much. So if you want to call them out on social media, we're happy to smile at you and say, go do that, please. Let them know how much you would like to have Ira back at Walgreens. And we do have a couple, Bank of America. You know, we've got a couple more places, but that's not the same as that coverage that we got from Walgreens in the beginning.
Right, because I have one example. Like, I was at the Walgreens, and I'm like, can you help me? And, like, do your shelf, like, wow, you're really rude. That's why I used Ira for like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. And everybody's so short staffed now too, Austin. It's really hard to find, you know, people that can help you when you're in the store. So that's the other carrot that we use is to say, look, you know, if people can go around by themselves and you may still need help, but you're going to need much less help if you have Ira there at your store. So, you know. And we're hoping, and we're still waving at CVS too and saying, hi, we're out here. So
really?
Yeah.
I went to Walgreens as well. I mean, Walgreens. I mean, not Raley's, I'm trying to say.
Now that's that must be a regional one because I have not heard of them, but.
Oops.
No problem. But well, you know, on the East Coast, it's Duane Reade is the regional kind of subsidiary of Walgreens or Rite Aid here in the Midwest. But You know, all of those places would fall under the Walgreens name and did when we had the offer. So, and it's the same thing with big grocery stores like Kroger. They're not on board quite yet. However, we are in talks with them. We don't know how long it'll take, but we're kind of hoping. Right now, we've got a couple regional supermarkets, but it would be nice to have a nationwide one like Kroger.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I'll leave the Target on. Like, I can do Target. Like, excellent. Yay!
Oh, yeah, and they have a growing grocery business, actually. So, excellent. Now, have you downloaded the new app, Austin?
Yeah, it's like, I am thrilled about this the front camera. Like, no way.
Yep. And I think I remember you were one of the people that wanted the front camera, and here it is. And actually, what I think it was Diane that was saying about reading t-shirts. Also, if you're looking for a stain on something, it is much easier to use that front facing camera.
What kind of shirt I'm wearing today? Mm-hmm. I think the front camera is better than the back camera.
Yes. Well, it's a lot less having to move your phone around and hand-wise. If you've got any trouble with your hands, which I'm starting to have as I get older, and, you know, just being able to manipulate that phone, it's just much, much easier with the front-facing camera a lot of the time.
I have a stroke on my right hand, so it's now really easy to do, because I only have one hand, like, okay, whatever.
And that's perfect use case right there, Austin. That's what we're talking about. That, you know, things that you think, why would anybody want that? Like, why would anybody want to see what the agent is seeing? And then somebody says, well, I do it for this reason. And it makes total sense. So, you know, we love to hear. And as you know, we love to hear from you. And I hope you're going to be on our call tomorrow night. We'll have our monthly customer call. That'll be at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to be talking all about CSUN with Mike May from Good Maps. So we're going to be. It was supposed to be last week, but we were all at CSUN last week.
So. I was like, what is going on? I'm waiting, right? Like, Weber, I'm not.
Actually, you should have gotten an email, and we'll put out the information again probably tomorrow in our social media. So come and join us. And then Troy will be on an event with the folks from Envision, Be My Eyes. There are a couple other companies that'll be at this event at the San Francisco Lighthouse, which should be a lot of fun. And that's going to be on Thursday.
That's like 2 hours from Sacramento.
Yay. Well, you know, they're still looking for people to come. If you go onto the Envision webpage, which is letsenvision.com, they should have some information about it, but it's definitely on their Facebook group. So if you're in their Facebook group, check in, and they should have some info. We'll also have some tomorrow in our social media as well.
Really cool yep. beans.
And we are on Mastodon now, people. So if you are on Mastodon, you can, we are at Aira VI. That's capital AIRA, capital V, capital I for visual interpreting. And bless you. And we are at techhub.social.
Yay!
Yes, so please come. I'm really enjoying Mastodon, actually. It's a fun experience. I have connected with a bunch of people that I hadn't talked to in years, and just a really nice group of folks you can get into there.
And that means I'm happy.
Awesome. If you're happy, we're happy, Austin. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We are in overtime, so let's try and wrap this up.
Right.
Janine and I appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight.
Sure thing.
It's been
great.
Get us all updated. Good night. Yeah, good night, Austin. Yeah, it's great. We're all excited about the new app.
Oh, yeah. And I will tell you, Brad, if you want to keep up on the news from Aira, you can join our RSS feed, which is aira.io/feed. And awesome. So you can put that into any of your your RSS reader apps, whatever you use. And that way you will get all of our newsroom posts and all of the other excellent info that we're putting out lately.
Awesome.
What about my iPhone?
Well, you can put that into an RSS reader on your iPhone. And I do not have an RSS reader on my iPhone right now. There's probably, you can probably put it into a number of apps. And I know you can put it into things also like the Victor Reader Stream and soon to come the new Sense Player, which I got to see at CSUN. And
Very nice.
Tell you that it may be possible for you to use Ira on the Sense Player once they get their screen reader and Android store set up, because it's got a 13 megapixel camera.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so there you thank go. You again for
you
being
are
here.
Welcome.
I'd like to remind everybody once again about our BITS website. That's www.bits-acb.org, where you can find out all about BITS and join us if you'd like. We'd love to have you as a member. So we're going to put a wrap on this one for tonight. Thank you again, Janine, and thank you, Angela, for being a wonderful host. And Angela, you can go ahead and take us out in the room. Thank you.
Okay. I will end the meeting.
Thanks,
good night,
Angela.
Everybody.
Take care, everyone. Thank